I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens, the assistant, a searing look at a day in the life of an assistant to a powerful executive. As Jane follows her daily routine, she grows increasingly aware of the insidious abuse that threatens every aspect of her position. Julie Garner stars. She's done a number of smaller movies and a Sin City sequel. Also starred in Ozark on Netflix.
The timeliness of this could not be better. Her boss is basically Harvey Weinstein. He's not named, and we don't see him. We only kind of hear him on the phone and through emails. But, I mean, can you imagine that they must be thrilled that this is coming out right in the midst of the reckoning for Harvey Weinstein.
Literally inspired by him, or you just think that type of a character?
No, it is. Kitty Green, the writer and director, actually interviewed people at Miramax. She also interviewed people from other industries, because of course sexism crosses all industries. But really a lot of her main work was about people at Miramax.
You know, even in the trailer that I watched, you can really feel this tension, you know, with Jane wants to get ahead. She's young and, you know, sexual harassment, cooking the books, abuse of power, and she's a witness to all this. And I guess she has to balance how she feels about all that versus wanting to get ahead in her career, which is what a lot of these women in the Weinstein cases faced.
I think that word that you use, witness, is key, because really no one sees her. She works with these two unnamed male assistants who basically treat her like garbage. She's like assigned all the menial tasks, like cleaning up after meetings and that type of thing. And so really we become her only witness. It's really very much a movie about her. And I love Ruth Langmore, her character on Ozark that she plays, that she won an Emmy for. And here it really showcases all of her talents. And it wouldn't work because we spend so much time alone with her as she processes this horrible treatment.
But is this the type of movie, Brent, do you think many will identify with the subject matter these days and, you know, what some workplaces are like?
Well, I mean, on a ground level, right, we've all started out at a company and been the low person on the totem pole. But yes, I mean, the rampant sexism, both from low and high, and not only directly, but what she witnesses is something I think that is going to be very, very, very unfortunately relatable to women.